Now, just before he laid down his life for you, Jesus invited you to enter into peace through his offering. "My peace I give to you," he said. Would you open your heart to receive Jesus' gift and allow yourself to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And as Jesus' peace transforms you, welcome his loving gift with infinite thankfulness. For he was pierced for your transgressions. He was crushed for your iniquities. The punishment that brought you peace was upon him. Now when a storm came up on the Lake of Galilee, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Likewise, would you let your mind become quiet, still, and completely calm? To help you, begin breathing in deeply and exhaling slowly. Relaxing your abdomen, shoulders and chest. Effortlessly releasing all tension and stress. Deeply and slowly, relaxing more with each breath you take. Becoming quiet and still in the presence of God. And notice, if you would, the surface upon which you are resting. Feeling the pressure of your body and the warmth. Letting yourself go inward to a very quiet place, deep within, where you can be still and know God. Resting there with the Lord, it is so calm and so safe. Welcome his Spirit in your innermost being, flowing as rivers from deep within. For whoever believes in Jesus, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Welcome him, his presence and his peace, for he himself is your peace. Softening and renewing as he flows in you, God's presence permeating your whole being as he fills and envelops you with himself. "You are in me," Jesus said, "and I am in you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Relaxing deeper and deeper into him, feel the comfort of knowing you are safely cocooned in God. For your real life is hidden in him with Christ.